Welcome to Lady Naguma Level 2 5 Wisdoms Meditations. Today we're going to work on the equal wisdom, the Apanavayu, the downward flowing wind. So get comfortable. Make sure your spine is erect. Not too stiff. And then bring your body to stillness. Focus at the nadi of either the Muladhara chakra or the Svadhisthana. Whichever of the chakras you've chosen, begin the rhythm of chakra breathing, exhaling and pause, inhaling and pause. Imagine your breath is the Apanavayu as you do your exhale and pause and inhale and pause. When stinginess and pride ride on the Apanavayu, try to visualize it as a dull yellow wisp of color. Let's leave the breath at the nadi and try to feel the downward flowing wind swirling outwards and downwards from the two lower chakras. Don't be too concerned if it's difficult to feel anything at all. Normally, we don't connect with this wind unless we're evacuating our bowels or our bladder. Still, it's a good practice to try. And if it's not too difficult, imagine that this wind also connects to the ears. So we'll stay here a moment, exploring any physical sensations that you might feel related to this wind. Thank you. You can also check out to see if there's any feeling of a downward pull on the wings that are higher up. And bring your focus back to the nadi of either the Svadhisthana or the Muladhara. And begin to link the wind, the color, and the breath here. So the Apana, and see a yellow, a dull yellow wisp of color. On the exhale and pause, and the inhale and pause. If the mind starts to sink, you feel dull or sleepy, quickly toggle your awareness outward to encompass the sensations of the entire lower body. And then bring your awareness back to the breath at the nadi. Continue to follow the pattern of your breath as you listen to some of the negative thoughts that are associated with stinginess riding on the apana vayu. Well, maybe if I had more, I could share. I never have enough. It's mine, not yours. You can't have it. But if I give it away, what will be left for me? Why is it always me who has to be the one to cover the costs? I think it's about time others took on their fair share. You didn't deserve that. I did. Why is it always me who must do all the work? Look, I'm busy. I don't have any time to do that. Now, the following are some thoughts, negative thoughts, associated with stupid pride, and they all begin with the idea that I am separate from you. And we are in no way equal. So embarrassing. They think they're as good as me. Wow, they can't even do a headstand. I'm better than you. My alignment and headstand is so perfect compared to others. I am so much better than you. I deserve better. I deserve more. I deserve to be treated special. Do you know who I am? I'm just as good as you. And I deserve to be recognized for who I am. You wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for me. Nobody understands me. They have no idea how much I do. How dare you? What an insult. Look, somebody else can take care of that. Now let's change from the wind that carries the negative emotions, a dull yellow apanavayu, to an apanavayu that carries the wisdom of equality. So now when you breathe out through the nay of the Svadhisthana or Muladhara, visualize a rich golden beam of bright yellow sunlight. And then pause and breathe in again that beautiful beam of sunlight. And pause. Take a moment to watch it exiting and entering with the rhythm of your breath. The clarity of equal wisdom riding on the apanavayu is the deep knowledge that everyone has an equal right to happiness. The clarity of equal wisdom riding on the apanavayu is the deep knowledge that everyone has an equal right to live without pain. I understand the cause of all wealth and respect is thinking of others first. I understand the deep wisdom of exchanging myself and others, so that I can know the subtlety of what I need to clean. When the apanavayu reaches a state of total purity, I have perfected my ability to exchange myself with others. I want to work as hard for the needs of others as I do for my own. I breathe out and back in, riding the wisdom of equality to my ultimate evolution. Sharing with true humility transforms my pride and stinginess. My sharing is never infected with stupid pride. My sharing is never infected with thoughts of wanting, rivalry, or pity. May I be incredibly ruthlessly selfish for the person I'm doing my asana practice for today. May I be incredibly ruthlessly selfish for the person I'm doing my meditation practice for today. May I have the capacity to completely exchange myself with others. When I see someone in pain, or even hear of someone in pain, may I drive my practice wearing the cloak of their pain. May I devote every moment of my life to working equally for the happiness of others. May I devote every moment of my life to working equally to remove the pain of others. I see the day when the wisdom of equality blows out forever my negative emotions of stinginess and pride. All hesitancy to give myself to my practice is completely blown out. small hesitancy to give myself over to anything I know to be my path is blown out. The golden light, the wisdom of equality, clears away any lack of an ability to give of myself. I am the source of jewels, and I live in a dimension where I stimulate all good qualities in others to grow. With my words and actions, I increase their happiness. I stimulate their wisdom, their interest, self-confidence, and energy. I clean away even the tiniest residue of pride and stinginess with the rich golden beam of bright sunlight that shines forth from me, the wisdom of equality. I am the source of jewels, and I send my wisdom to all who need it. With this, you have dedicated your practice today, so you can release focus on the breath at either the Muladhara or the Svadhisthana chakra. Take a long exhale and a deep inhale. And enjoy the feeling of truly becoming the source of jewels for every living being.